Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
When I read Leviticus 19, it reminds me of a caring mother giving final instructions to her child before he heads to summer camp, or a thoughtful father warning his daughter going off to college. There are so many details to cover, and sometimes they seem to tumble out in an almost random order. Can you hear them? Don't forget to say thank you, and call home when you can. Oh, and I packed some warm clothes just in case. The parent is thinking of every possible issue that might face the child in their new environment and what they will need to know and do to avoid possible problems. Certainly God is the ultimate caring Father. 15 times in these 37 verses we read, quote, I am the Lord, or, quote, I am the Lord your God. The main point is caught in the introduction, quote, You shall be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy, verse 2. But mixed into chapter 19 are all 10 commandments in one form or another, the basis of all right behavior. In addition, there are all sorts of topics concerning the peace offering. They could eat the leftovers, but not leftovers of leftovers, verses 5 and 6. When they harvested, they must not, quote, wholly reap the corners of your field, verse 9, so as to leave some for the poor. God had workfare, not welfare, for the poor in Israel. Then there is a long section on not bearing grudges or mistreating the disadvantaged, but of loving others, verses 11 to 18. There's a verse about not mixing things up and confusing God's order, verse 19. There are instructions covering everything from not practicing the occult, verses 26 and 31, to not getting tattoos or decorative haircuts, verses 27 and 28. He concludes, honor the aged and strangers, verses 32 to 34, and be honest in business, verses 35 and 36. Don't ever think the Bible is out of date.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.